I don't look for the longer. I'm here with my friend Scott, Matt, and Tom.
Greetings.
What are you? Why is your phone constantly making noise?
You know those things are silent.
I don't know why it's. I thought I had it on silent. I don't know why it's.
You know.
And we call Scott the boomer?
No, he. I don't know why. He puts out on the girlfriend list of things to do.
That's not nice.
Yeah, it's not nice.
Yeah, it says it's on silent. I don't get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got the same phone mine too.
How dare heard you for having my phone?
I had it first.
Haven't heard your phone go off yet, Tom.
See, when you have that watch thing, you don't need your phone on.
Oh,
it's not on.
Is it? Yeah. Oh, are you getting complicated because of your fucking watch phone thing?
We've spent too much time on this already.
Yeah. Well.
Well, it's a lot better than
it's
talking
a lot better
about
than talking about
last week's
game. You wanted
game
to be the man of the hour and make noise.
I
so
did
here
not.
You, go.
You guys just make fun of me because I was right about the Chiefs.
What'd you say?
Right about what?
You know, I re-listened to the podcast from last week when we talked about the Raiders, and I kind of poo-pooed their win because it was the Raiders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they played a better team and they lost because they play the same kind of bullshit against the Packers.
So you
and
got
Packers are a better team, so
you got,
they fucking lost.
You got electrical tape over your Chiefs gear now?
No, because I just
it's coming. That's
I told I said this
next
to Tom
week
earlier.
After
I
the loss to the Bills.
I just they're gonna lose. I wish
Bills have more to play for.
I just wish you this was like Madden.
It was subliminal again.
And
I'll,
you could,
I'll be there though, so it'll be
out. And you could say this.
You're gonna do the Chiefs Bills?
Just
what
fast
the
forward
fuck are
the season.
You doing, you rich bastard?
People are just.
I'm going to the KUMU game, and now I'm going to the Bills Chiefs game.
People just keep calling me like, "Hey, you want to go?" Yeah, sure.
My God, I've got even tickets to the KU bowl game.
Actually, I tried to buy those. Might be out on that one.
How?
What?
Okay,
that did not sell out.
No, but it's just the price. I mean, that not tried to buy.
Gotcha. Like, tried to scheme something.
Yeah, I couldn't. I was trying to say.
Trying
I was
to wheel
a
and deal.
Anyways,
student.
Okay, so you're going to the game to watch us play the Bills, which usually doesn't go well in the regular season at home.
True.
But and then yeah, it's. Matt was saying, you know, this is one of those if you were doing a if you were doing a dynasty on
I would just hit simulate season and
simulate the rest of the season because
they're not winning shit.
The way they're playing right now, they would not. No, for sure. And I don't see much reason to think they'll be off to be playing much better in 3 weeks than they are now.
Somebody brought this up to me this past week and we were both couldn't remember the year, but it was one of the times that the Chiefs won the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. They were 6-4.
They were 6-4 at one point.
After four
they
at
were,
one point?
6-4. No, they were 6-4.
6-4?
Yeah.
After a bad loss to Tennessee.
Yep. Yep. So.
And I'm pretty sure we podcast about that at the time and was, they're fucked, they're done, it's over, fuck them.
That was before they
putting electrical tape over shit.
I think he did that to Mizzou the next week.
Well, because that was probably after the Auburn
game. It was
game
the Auburn game.
Auburn game is what did that to it.
Yeah. That
still up.
That kind of broke you, didn't it?
It did. It broke me.
That was like prison rape. You're just never the same.
Fumbled with nobody touching him going into the end zone.
Oh, fuck shit.
I don't care if he was the I don't care if he got that first.
So did you
team
feel that same
SEC
way in the Packers game?
No, because the difference between the two is the Chiefs have been successful. Mizzou's not been. I just don't see that the flaws on this team are not ones that can get fixed December on. They're too flawed with what's left. You can't fix it.
I agree.
The deadline's passed. There's no one to add. I said it again. I said the last week after they won. I said it again. They lost. They gambled. They went with the receiving core they had. I got no problem
well,
with it.
And it wasn't a complete gamble too. It was
expensive. They didn't go get the guy, but expensive wide receiver. You let it. I'm not like angry about it. I'm just, it is what it is. They are not, they are a playoff team, not a Super Bowl team. And there are 15 fan bases at
that
least
would take that.
That would take that. And I'm fine with them not winning the Super Bowl. That's fine. I just kind of wish we'd just move along and get it over with. Because they're going to lose this week. I just think Bills have more to play for, and the Chiefs still have got the same problems. But they're still going to make the playoffs because they're going to win the West. So, yeah. But there's
nobody else wants to.
You know, yeah. So yeah.
Well, but if you remember last year, what were we saying going into last year? And it was said after we won the Super Bowl. You know, we just won the Super Bowl in a rebuilding year. Okay, well, no, not this year.
Maybe this year's really the rebuilding
year. And I would argue...
we got it wrong.
We were a year off. And a buddy of mine put it best also, I think. And it's not a rebuilding year. It's a transition year. All right, because we're not going far enough back. You know, we're not getting knocked far enough down to call it rebuilding, I think.
Like the Rams?
Yes.
It's not a teardown.
It's a transition year. And I think he's right. And honestly, the future still looks good. We're going to be in solid cap space. Cap health is good moving forward to be able to address some of this. And oh, I think we're going to be fine.
You know the one thing I was actually excited about in the Packers game?
We'll be all right.
The fucking kid playing left tackle because he has to is actually pretty freaking good.
Morris? Yeah.
He's going to be cheap! Because one of the things that we've all been worried about here, particularly since that Super Bowl that they got beat because the line was so bad, building an offensive line is fucking expensive also.
Yeah.
And if you've stumbled in... To a very good left tackle.
Yeah.
That sounds like the shit that would piss us off 10 years ago with the Patriots.
Yep.
It's like, of course, you fucking cocksuckers. Because you keep waiting for that domino to fall that does is the difference between a transition and a rebuild year.
Very good point, yes.
But if that one, that's already a bright spot that even though I'm not really care about what happens the rest of the year, talking about cap space, because you have to, you got your guy. He's going to be cheap. You got more money to spend than another position.
And that would be, and if he ends up being a starter by the end of the year, that would be three starters on the offensive line on their rookie contracts.
Pretty goddamn good.
And two of them are, one of them's all world at center.
Yep.
Well, other one's damn good at guard. Mm-hmm. And then if he turns out to be even serviceable as a left tackle... So, yeah, that would be something.
Because one of the other points that Scott made on the podcast last week when I re-listened to it was the Saints receiving corps is kind of that way. They got some really good receivers they kind of stumbled into that didn't cost them a lot of money. And if this is one of those chances for the Chiefs, because it frees up money for you to go.
Well, and one of my favorite cap stats.
Especially some of these teams are going to have to load like the Saints.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes on the Saints team, we're going to the Super Bowl.
Receiving core, he'd have a field day with that.
Yeah, we're going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
I'm not.
No, because you
bragging or nothing.
You'd score 30 points. You'd score 30 points a game.
Yeah. It would be
and then just throw Kamara in there for shits and giggles.
Yeah,
yeah.
Have a blast.
We haven't even, you know, the receiving core alone would do it. Add Kamara, yeah, fuck yeah.
And a defense that has
not—it's not terrible, not terrible.
No. It's not as good as what the Chiefs has been, but it's not.
That's the only part as a Chiefs fan, I'm frustrated.
We're wasting a really good,
really nice defense.
I'm curious to see though. I have some concerns with the defense now. The Cook injury, I think, is going to be bigger than a lot of people realize. That kid is fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He is fast. And I think his speed made up for some of the out-of-position shit that him and Reed have a tendency to do. And Reed is going to get burned some more. Because Edwards is garbage.
The only thing
sucks.
The only thing I would say, though, is the Chiefs
were... I don't agree with that.
The Chiefs were due.
Did you see him on that 4th-and-2 play?
I don't know, but to say that...
Have and then did you see him on the run?
Have you seen the quarterback play around the league?
He's a safety, and I just I don't I well
I
he's
don't
not
care.
As
quarterback
good as,
safety. It don't matter.
But
it's
look,
all the same.
We were due. What's been the one common thing since
Tranquil,
Chiefs?
We've been healthy.
The since 19
We've been healthy, yeah.
This team has had incredible fortune with injury.
And then I was actually pretty impressed with what Cochran did when he came in. Being thrust into a position
He's your third string guy.
There was going to be there was going to be some issues, and there were, but honestly, he was respectable.
It's still the best defense.
Still gave the offense a chance to win.
It's still the best defense that they've had in the Mahomes era, and they're going to waste it.
Yeah, and
because the offense can't score any points.
My favorite cap stat that I've heard so far is that MVS is 14 if we keep him and 2 million if we cut him. So bye to that worthless sack of money shit.
Yeah.
He's getting.
He already knows he's getting cut. That's the other thing. Like I pissed off several people arguing about the pass interference call. He wasn't going to catch it anyway. So
Well, I mean, yeah, an uncatchable ball.
That's the best thing that could happen.
Yeah, I mean,
uncatchable ball is not pass interference, and it was going to MVS, so therefore it was uncatchable.
He wasn't going to catch it anyway. So
if the ref had said that, I'd had a lot more respect. But that was bullshit because he was wearing him like a fucking backpack.
The flag because it's MVS.
Yeah, exactly.
He wasn't going to catch it.
Okay, no argument there, sir.
All right, he's got us, guys. Shut up. Yeah, the team's fucking flawed.
Right. I mean, and
the wide receivers are flawed.
Yeah.
More than anything else.
I don't
fucking.
Yeah, he gave up on the route.
Sky Moore, the corner ran the route better than Sky Moore.
Sky Moore did.
And that was my thing. And I got into it with a couple quote unquote like bloggers on Twitter about that, wanting to jump on Mahomes for throwing it. And I was like, yeah, the biggest mistake he made was throwing it to fucking Sky Moore.
Boomer, they're called media influencers, and his ex now, okay?
Wow, millennial got you.
Yeah,
yeah. I wasn't the one called Boomer.
No, but yeah, I'm
the second oldest one in the room, I guess. So.
Shame,
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 shame and, upon your house.
And yes. I think the experiment of rather than having four guys you count on is probably better than this. Larger receiving room where maybe there's we were kind of, and I don't mean this in a bad way, we were kind of sold a bill of goods that it's actually better to have seven or eight guys,
and that's what they were trying to say
at the time. But it's also one of those things, it's like it's the difference between if Veach says that or if Piccolo says it. Right, because when Veach says it, you're listening to it, all right, I'll give it a go, you know, but it didn't work because
it's failed
because they've won.
Right.
Piccolo says the same shit about the nobody gives a fuck. You suck.
You know what we're going to do next year? Not this.
Yes.
Exactly.
You know. And
there's actual confidence that they will fix it.
I'm not like pissed off, angry about it because I think they'll fix it.
Really? All your texts of fuck these guys, fuck this team, and all that kind of says differently.
Well,
that's in the moment. You want to go into what you say during a game?
I'm not saying fuck this team like I've forgotten what they've done the last 5 years.
You might want to go back. Yeah. You might want to go back and look at your Facebook posts.
I think I saw some Royals rants on there.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, you might want to go back and look at your Facebook posts.
Okay, maybe. Pretty sure. Pretty sure Spags would have been fired about 20 times.
No, that was last year.
No, this year.
But I haven't said anything.
So
how many pieces of drywall would contradict what you're saying?
Or tables?
None.
Furniture?
Tables.
None.
This year.
None this year. Exactly. Exactly.
He's turned over a new leaf.
Yeah, I bet he has.
I broke the leaf.
15 minutes.
Yeah, that middle table part that comes. Yeah.
Yes, I broke the leaf.
Hey, we should expand the table for Thanksgiving. Yeah,
it's not going to happen.
Honey, I can't find it.
You're going to have to.
Some
people are going to have to sit outside.
I can't do that either.
The table's broke too.
Yeah.
Bring lawn chairs to Thanksgiving and
TV trays
if you have them.
And don't leave them there.
Yeah. So,
BYOT, bring your own table.
And when you look around the league, it is true. I mean, it sucks because we've kind of gotten spoiled very quickly. But
this is me being the
Not the big Chiefs fan.
Not the big Chiefs fan. And still looking at them kind of like Patriots.
I get it. I get that.
Who's going to beat them this year if they make the playoffs?
Oh, well.
You know,
what's crazy is as soon as Lawrence got hurt, the people that hate the Chiefs, they came out and were like, you got to be effing kidding me.
Uh-huh.
Because it's like, that's one more team that is now not in their way.
Uh-huh.
You know, that happened.
It's just setting up for...
You know, and there were a lot of references to what you're talking about
I said this off air, and I asked that same question, and all of you guys said Baltimore. What's giving us any reason to believe Baltimore's going to win a fucking playoff game?
How they've played this year.
And we can also talk about history, too.
Absolutely. And if you go that way, I don't have an argument, Scott. I don't have one. Because they've not.
Yeah.
You know, Lamar Jackson has won a lot of regular season games.
No, they don't have a lot of history. But like you said, you know, who could beat us? And
yes.
Matt and I both said that. And then you said, what would it be a surprise if the Chiefs won?
Right.
Not at all.
Right.
It would not be a surprise. It's not like that year the Chiefs backed into the playoffs against Peyton Manning under Edwards and we got asses.
And look, as resigned in myself that they're not a playoff team, I know that when the playoff seedings come out, there's going to be one unhappy team.
That
their first game is going to be against us.
At Arrowhead,
there's going to be
because
it's going to be very much like when Michigan made they were number one. Of course, you put Alabama number four. Of course, you put Alabama in at number four.
Yeah, cheaters.
You know, so some team is going to get however the seeding falls, and I it's too early to know where it's
great
at.
Great input.
But some team is going to get a higher seed. And the Chiefs aren't because they're not going to be as dominant. And they're going to be like, are you kidding me? This is our reward? We get them?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then
We saw it several times with the Patriots, too. It's like,
yeah.
Oh, this could be the year.
That
you can get them.
You can get them, and you don't.
And you don't.
Well,
because
that was last year with the Chiefs, too. Everybody thought last year was the year to get them.
Everybody's going to think this year's the year.
When that happens,
because
they're probably going to end up third. They're probably going to be the three seed, depending on how the tiebreakers.
Yeah, and what happens the rest of the way.
Yeah. I don't think they'll go lower than that. I think they'll be a three seed.
Probably as
the lowest. But they're going to have to play that first week. And somebody's going to be like, really? Really? And then if you're the number one seed, you might end up with them coming to your place the first. And I guarantee
you. Or if it's fucking Baltimore, they lose in the second week.
Well,
and they wind up getting the fucking one seed again.
But if you're Miami and you win the first week and then your reward is Patrick Mahomes and company coming to town, the Miami version of Tom, Scott, Roger, and Matt are not going to be real happy about that.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
They're not. They're going to be like, fuck, I wish we'd have got Jacksonville. You know. For what? The reason that you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they have... The Chiefs have that mistake.
And I also preface this by saying, thank God they're in the AFC.
Oh, God.
Because I don't think we're beating a totally healthy 49er team.
Philly or even Dallas.
I don't think we can beat a totally healthy Dallas team.
I don't think
once they get to the playoffs, they turn into Baltimore.
Yeah,
too.
You have to. Same thing, though. You're giving Chiefs credit because of how they perform in the playoffs. So your logic is still, it lines up. You're not wrong discounting the Dallas.
And a team that's still not being talked about much. I don't want to play Detroit.
I'd flip a coin, but I wouldn't want to play them. And they're the best odds you probably have of a team to beat. Because you're not beating San Francisco and you're not beating Philly. And you're probably not beating Dallas. And it's probably a coin flip whether or not you beat Detroit.
Yeah, and so you're looking at five teams that I I don't like their odds. Not saying they can't do it.
Right.
The odds aren't
but
good
I
though.
Don't like their odds.
Yeah.
Agreed. And in
yeah.
Do you think they'll be not favored in the
who's that?
In the playoffs, Chiefs. No matter who they play. Oh. No matter who they play.
In that first road game, because they're going to have to play a road game this year. They're probably an underdog.
Well, but if we win the division, we won't. The first game will be a home game.
Mm-hmm. Because they'll be a wild card.
Yeah, so they would host. They would host.
And
they
then
would
the second
they would be favored.
So it might not be one and done this year. It might be two and done, which is still back in the Marty era we would have given our middle nut for.
Yeah. But Baltimore, are they a nervous wreck if it's the Chiefs that come calling?
And are they a favorite or are they not?
They're probably not favored by a lot.
Yeah.
They're probably not even getting the full three from Vegas. I bet if the Chiefs win the first game, like they beat Houston or whoever they end up playing, and then they have to go on the road to Miami or Baltimore, I bet they're only 1.5-point dog.
Mm-hmm.
They're not even getting the full three.
And a lot of it depends to what happens these last
four weeks. Yep. That's true.
Yep, yeah. Absolutely.
So, obviously, there's still a lot of football to be played.
And a lot of injuries that could or could not happen.
Look, if Lamar Jackson is gimpy, it changes everything.
I don't know where you are.
You know?
I don't know where you're standing, Roger, with our fantasy league. But I feel like I am fucked.
I hate fantasy football.
And I'm in the playoffs.
I hate fantasy football.
And I know you're in the playoffs, too.
I'm in the playoffs, too.
Yes.
I think this is good.
But I feel like I am fucked with all the fucking injuries, man.
How many teams make the playoffs?
Huh? Four.
Me and Scott have made the playoffs every year.
Yeah.
Fuck.
And we're the only two people that have made it every year.
And I've never felt more fucked. Nah, not every year. The second year, I couldn't get into the fucking website.
Well, and here's the thing. So
I thought you still made the playoffs.
We're sitting here. We're talking about quarterbacks, and we'll get into this. But I'll just throw it out there. Lamar Jackson is not going to have Mark Andrews for a few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
They actually play a pretty tough schedule. The Chiefs.
For the
Chiefs' schedule, actually.
The Chiefs might be the healthiest team in the NFL right now.
And they got
down soldiers.
But. And if Lamar Jackson does not have Mark Andrews.
That's a different offense.
It's like the Chiefs losing Kelsey.
Yeah.
It will be very interesting.
And so, will they still make the playoffs? Absolutely. They've got too many wins going into the season. But when you're talking about seeding, you know, it's like. And then Dolphins lost their best pass rusher.
Yeah. Yeah, but they got lefty. Left hand.
Yeah, we'll see.
Dolphins?
Yeah, that's Jason Pierre-Paul.
Oh, Jesus. I was like, who in the fuck are you talking about? Yeah.
I thought they were still what's his name from K-State?
He's talking about defensive linemen. Their pass rusher got hurt.
Tore his Achilles on the same field. Aaron Rodgers.
Skylar Thompson, is that who you're thinking of? Yeah.
He's still there. I'm sure is the part that where I'm like, whatever. I understand the argument of why I don't do nothing yet. I get it. I just don't feel it, but I get it.
Yeah.
And then you mentioned it, but I still think we'll talk
about this
week's not going to be good.
And you shouldn't, because I still wish I knew. Somebody from Boston besides Tom.
Motherfucker. God damn it.
But like a hardcore.
More than Tom?
Patriots fan.
Jesus.
Back in their 20-year run. And would have, you know, and followed along with them. Going, this fucking team's fucked. They're fucking done.
Yeah,
they're
sure.
Fucking done. It's fucking over. I'm sure the reactions in Kansas City are no different than the reactions that were going on for however long in Boston.
Yeah.
Except those of us that were around for the Marty era have a little bit more trauma.
True. Absolutely. But you can't help but going, if you're following your team through a whole season and you're watching three or four games that just are shit.
Hey,
you are fucked. This is fucking terrible.
The fucking
Green Bay game was terrible.
The Eagles are what? 11 and 2, 10 and 2?
Yeah.
And they got booed.
Yes.
Booed on Sunday.
Yes.
Now, granted, this is the same city that booed Santa Claus.
They threw snowballs at Santa.
Not just booed him.
Not just booed him.
Philadelphia may not be a fair comparison.
Valid point. Valid point.
But, and I heard somebody bring this up on the radio. I don't remember who it was. But here's the thing. Philly won a lot of games they probably shouldn't have getting to this, right? Mm-hmm. And I forget who said this on the radio today, but how differently would you feel about the Chiefs if they won that game because MVS actually catches it and they win even though they played like crap? It does change your... They still played like crap,
mm-hmm.
but they happened to win the game.
Yep.
How does that change the optic of how you view it? Which is why, like, in my case, I felt like kind of a Debbie Downer after the Raiders game because I was like, whatever. You know? Because it was like, I don't care that they won. They still played like crap.
Yeah.
And
now you're like, oh.
And then you play a slightly better team. You're a 6-point. Because I got to be honest, the only reason why I would have picked the Chiefs to win last week was Vegas had them at 6. And I'm like, what Jesus do they Christ, know? What yep. the fuck do they know? And the Chiefs, and the thing too, and I don't take anything away from Green Bay. Chiefs beat themselves.
They did.
All you had to do was not kick field goals. Those first two drives,
yeah.
while the defense was figuring shit out, because defense struggled at the start of the game before they tightened shit up.
The injuries.
The goddamn holding call. So instead of being first and goal from the 5, it's first and goal from the 15. You know, it changes everything that you want to do. So if they just score touchdowns on those first two drives, they won the game. It's ugly.
Yeah, they were looking a little New Orleans Saints in that.
Yeah,
it's
ugly, and that's it.
Get all the way down to the red zone.
I had to bring it up last week. I want to re-listen to it too. The three games they lost prior to that, literally one
catch could have made the difference.
So it's like I acknowledge all those things, but it's like, this is kind of who you are this year. You're just not going to get the bounces going your way.
And they don't always, and it's evening out a little bit.
Yeah.
It's balancing.
But I completely understand your argument.
It's a
fucking coward today picked him to go to the fucking Super Bowl.
Who?
Coward.
Who?
Chiefs. For all the reasons that Scott basically
said.
It's Mahomes. They'll get it. All they have to do is get in and win.
Although, how many of you guys were ready to punch your fucking TV outside of just normal behavior, Tom? With Collinsworth. Mahomes has got the ball.
I fucking hate that guy.
The jinx was in full effect. And it'd just be like a quick 4 and out. Yeah, or 3 and out or so.
This is it!
And then it was like, oh, they lucked out there. And then, oh, he's got the ball.
They lucked out the whole fourth quarter.
It's like, Jesus Christ, shut up, Collinsworth. Fuck.
Yeah, I can't stand that guy.
The biggest jinx of all is him.
But that is also one of my biggest issues with the Chiefs at this point. I have not doubted him.
Yeah.
With a minute 15 with the ball.
But at some point in time, for the Chiefs, everything that could go wrong does go wrong.
And they excel at that. It ain't just one thing. It's everything goes wrong at once.
So eventually, their luck will probably change.
The one thing that we can definitely say is a wrong thing that we've said in the past is, and not this year, but in the past years, you know, put Roger and put Matt, Tom, Scott out there at wide receiver and we're going to the Super Bowl.
Starting to prove in the NFL you can't do that.
Need somebody a little bit better than us.
No, and then the only other thing is
if you look at all the NFL, it starts to be kind of true.
I have to be careful who I make this point to because I don't want to sound like an apologist, but it's not all on Mahomes.
No, it's not. And that's
the part that sucks.
No, it's not. And
you sound like. When you say that, you sound like you're just making excuses for the guy because he's your guy. But, you know, that Sky Moore play should have been a completion.
Well, there,
he threw that ball where it was supposed to go. Wide receiver didn't help him.
Let's just pretend like they've never dropped a pass. Which
that's
has
a tall
been
a, order.
Which has been a problem.
My brain is not capable of this.
How many? No. How many times have you seen a wide receiver just run a wrong route?
It's happened
all the time.
Do it with the Chiefs.
It's been bad this year.
Yeah. I feel like it's... You don't feel like it's been very often?
No.
I feel like it happens...
Prior to this year. It doesn't happen.
No, this year.
This year, it happens.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm talking about, just this year. Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, in the past, it hasn't happened.
Have you ever seen somebody who's supposedly a speed guy misjudge a long ball and not know how to track it more than MVS?
It's pretty bad.
It's like, I'm trying to think, who was the one center fielder we used to have on the Royals who turned every fly ball into a total adventure?
Dyson.
You know,
Dyson would actually do that.
It's pretty amazing.
He could just make up for it because he'd catch it.
It's pretty amazing.
Kane.
How many yards he got under Aaron. Because Aaron would just probably yell at him. And...
But there are, and it's just like, to the point where it's like, these guys still don't know the offense yet.
And it's
frightening.
And he does not know the offense.
And it's frightening because
they brought this up on the radio today or yesterday, so I can't take the credit for it. But it's like, if you see that guys are struggling, the wide receivers, so this comes back on Andy Reid a little.
Quit throwing to him.
No.
I quit throwing to him.
Let's dumb it down a little bit.
That's fine.
Dumb it down a little bit so it's not so fucking goddamn complicated.
Okay. And
see what happens. But I don't know. Maybe that's a worse
idea. But
then
you go back to Tom's point. This is the third... Well, not who do you throw to. This is his third year. Why is this year...
Yeah.
Well, and then I got a question, too.
No, I do, but still.
Why are we dumbing it down for a guy that's in his third year?
What's the biggest difference?
Because not right now... I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Because why are you going to dumb it down? Because that's what you got to work with. Are you going to go pick somebody up off the street right now and replace MVS?
I know, but three years.
And if it's not fucking work, I get it, but this is what you have to work
with. The one thing everybody talks about, and I can't believe, I mean, and they made every effort to bring him back, it just didn't work. But last year, Juju ran routes specifically paralleling Kelsey. And they were basically running the same route. One was just longer or shorter than the other. And one of them was always open because you couldn't cover them both.
Well, see, and that gets to exactly what I was getting at. What is different from last year to this year? Because the only personnel difference in the receiver corps really is Juju. And then now we got Rashee Rice. Otherwise, it's the same. So why is it so fucking different? Okay, so which brings to another question then. So what is the other big difference in the offense? Nagy and Bieniemy.
Yeah, but let's face it, if you're mad at Nagy, you're mad at Reed because it's Reed that makes the play calls.
Then, and I keep hearing that, then so why do we have an offensive coordinator?
Well, Peyton Manning had an offensive coordinator for 15 years who never called a play because Manning did them all at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, he's not getting paid a buttload of money to do.
The reason why Bieniemy's not here is he did not call plays. He had to go someplace else and show he knew how to call plays to get a chance to being a head coach.
That's why he's not here. I'll give you this,
Actually,
Tom.
It's worked out for him.
I don't have an argument for what you just said because I kind of agree with you. But what is a difference is MVS is now
higher up on the depth chart.
Yeah, the number one.
He's basically the number one
wide receiver. Where last year, year before, he was
okay. Year before doesn't count. Because that was Tyreek. So last year,
still,
but
he was number two.
But do you
under three?
Yeah,
but. Remember when I realized it's two different sports?
Maybe even three, because I think they still were trying to get Sky Moore more involved.
When the Chiefs moved off of of Wade Davis and Greg Holland. Oh!
The Royals.
No trouble.
Somebody look it up real quick. What did VS have last year?
We're going to be fine.
All right.
We got Kelvin Herrera, right? Same guy. He's fucking terrible when he moved up to the closer role. So there's probably something to what Scott's saying, that him moving up on the depth chart didn't bode well for him.
Okay, last year, 2022, he had 42 receptions for 687 yards and 2 touchdowns. This year, 17 receptions, 273 yards, that's and a lot 1 touchdown.
Less yardage.
Yeah, and average. Average? 16.4 yards per reception in 22, 16.1 in 23. He's the same guy. He is who he is.
But would you agree that he's higher on the depth chart?
Yeah, this year.
This year from last year?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So last year he was... Is he?
I think so. I think he's their number one.
Last year he was probably 2.
Juju was number 1 last
right
year.
Now, and right now he's number 2.
I think he's 2.
Right now he's number 2.
Yeah, because now he's behind Rice.
Yeah, they play him like he's number 1. He's the guy every time there's a bad play, he's the one that ain't making it.
Really
wasn't. It ain't Rice. Every one of these games we're fucking talking about where somebody blows a fucking play,
and then they still felt like they needed to pick up another receiver last year.
Yeah.
When they picked up Tony.
Yeah.
Well, and he's proven to be what he
didn't really work out, but
and that was another one that
worked
out
the Super Bowl.
Look, I'm not yeah, but that's another
the,
one
throughout
like
the season it
I'm
didn't,
not,
and
I'm not mad that they traded for him. I'm not. But he is who he is. He's not what they thought he was going
to
be.
MVS or
no,
Tony.
Tony.
We didn't give up much for him.
No,
I'm not mad at the move.
And we still got another year with him.
But
I think he is what he is.
Yep,
that punt returner.
And look, here's the
punt returner.
And here's the other thing I'll say. Probably the last thing I want to talk about the Chiefs. But we were all pretty pissed off at MVS last year, and he catches that fucking pass that nobody had any fucking business catching against the Bengals. Because
mm-hmm.
I thought that ball was getting picked.
He'll do the same thing.
And if he's what he is, that's probably what that motherfucker will do.
But again, I think where the Chiefs have made attempts to make him the prime guy.
Yeah,
he just
it doesn't work.
He's just not. And
whether it's him not understanding the offense or because. This is the second year in a row now that MVS could have been the guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was his job for the taking.
And we had to get Tony, and then we had to get Hardman this year.
Yeah. You're not wrong.
True. All right. Around the league.
Around the league.
Well, the Patriots, Chargers, those of us that went with the trends took the... Patriots, because the Chargers wouldn't play well. I think we were right about that. We just misjudged how poorly that the Patriots would play.
I didn't realize Boston Red Sox were down this year.
I mean, get a shutout like that from the Dodgers. I mean,
that'd be the Padres. Oh, yeah, I guess it would be the Dodgers now. Yeah, the Angels.
Sorry. Or the Angels. Yeah.
That set the game of football back a couple decades.
Oh. Yeah, it did.
There must be a lot of Iowa Hawkeyes that played in that game.
Oh.
Iowa looked at that game and said, damn, you guys
you
need
guys
to score.
Suck.
You guys suck.
Have you guys heard of offense?
God, yeah. We could have beat you.
That Patriots team.
Oh, it's going to be real embarrassing when the Chiefs lose, you know, 7-3 here in next week.
Yeah.
They got
so you think Belichick was listening to Tom Brady last week or 2 weeks ago when he was mouthing off about the NFL's downfall?
Well, he didn't motivate him if he was.
Yeah, it sure didn't motivate him, did it?
They got to fire him or something. That team is bad.
Yeah, he'll be the Chargers' next coach.
Fucking brutal.
Which, okay.
Yeah, sounds great.
Oh, yeah, please.
I mean, that's about the only thing that would be better than them keeping Staley.
Yeah, we're kind of a win-win there.
Yeah, because obviously the Belichick way is no longer...
That's not... It ain't going to work.
Nope, that's over.
Yeah.
And Herbert's not Brady. I feel comfortable saying that.
Oh, boy. No.
Why did you say that?
Well, and you know what's funny is that he was one of those that the Mahomes haters love to put on the pedestal. And
I don't hate the kid.
I don't either, but he's just a stat machine that doesn't win any. They should have gone in there. They should have won that game by a lot. Patriots are terrible. Now, the trends, everything else, I stand by why I picked them.
Terrible.
But when you look at his overall body of work, he ain't won a meaningful game yet.
Who, Belichick?
No, Herbert.
Herbert.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, Belichick ain't won a meaningful game since hardly Brady left, but
no,
that certainly has come to its
conclusion. No, but I'll tell you right now, I would fucking take Herbert in a millisecond down in New Orleans.
It's not saying a whole lot.
So we're about to move on to your Saints. How's that race for 500 going to make the playoffs?
How's the race for just fucking winning a game and being a two-game lead up on anybody in our fucking division? And nobody wants that fucking division.
How about the race for, hey, Taysom Hill's coming on. Hey, it's Derek Carr.
Dude, I'm been converted. I'm now a Taysom Hill fan.
Are you so much a Taysom Hill fan or are you a Derek Carr hater?
Yes.
Told you what my...
Well, the problem used to be...
We told you.
You guys know this at nauseam. You don't replace your best fucking player with some guy off the fucking
some
bench.
Some gadget player? Yeah.
Well, now your best fucking player...
Is the gadget player. Oh, I told you what
I think the Raiders told you. He is who he is.
The life of a Saints.
My buddy who's a Raiders fan said, yeah, the thing with Carr, when the pocket folds, so does he.
I haven't noticed because he seems to fold at anything.
That's a good thing you only have him for 4 years.
Is it that long?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Derek.
I think it's four.
Google Derek Carr contract.
It will be bought out.
4 year, $150 million.
Yikes.
Dude, we were like $150 million over the salary cap last year.
So what's
to do it again?
The potential out is at 3 years.
Yeah, you got two more to go.
With him. Not bad.
You can write it out. You're good.
But that would still get you $11.4 million in dead cap.
Don't care.
While the guy that's in first place is making like a million.
I don't give a fuck if we have to pay him that whole entire thing. Get him the fuck out of there.
Good thing you got the owner on the line. Tell him how you feel.
Her.
Oof. That's why. Just...
Oh,
yeah.
Damn.
So, yeah. Move on.
How about the game of the weekend, the Niners-Eagles?
That was a beatdown.
That was not... I thought they would win. I was not expecting the beatdown that turned into.
Is Brock Purdy the weirdest quarterback you've ever seen?
He's pretty fucking weird.
I
still would like to see him without... throwing to three Pro Bowlers.
That's what I was about to say.
And a incredible defense that means you score 20 points,
I mean,
you can win.
I honestly don't
remember. But at the same time, his stats are...
Good. He's doing what he's supposed to do with throwing to three Pro Bowlers.
I honestly don't remember ever seeing a quarterback... You take one of those guys away from him. Just one of them. He's terrible.
This is like the longest streak
McCaffrey's
had of staying healthy.
And then you get them all together again, and they are just
a force to be reckoned
with. Unstoppable.
Well, they won without Debo.
This is funny though because
this.
He played terrible three straight weeks, and they lost. And the sky's falling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he fixes it and he comes back and he beats one of the best teams in the NFL.
Best team in the NFL up to that point.
Although I think we all talked about this over the course of the season. Philly's beating themselves up. That brand of football that they play.
We'll see how it carries over. I wonder who Philly plays this week. But
no, we'll get to it.
Yeah. I just wonder what Alex Smith would look like with the 49ers now.
I don't want to brag, because you know the guy that fixed the 49ers was Harbaugh. That was when they started this.
Whoopie fucking do.
He was hating on Harbaugh in the last episode.
He's fucking cheating.
So.
You realize, I mean, they've been good for like 40 years now.
Yeah, but they were not. They were not Mike Nolan, Mike Singletary. It was Harbaugh that brought him out of that.
I realize that.
I remember those years. Those were good.
Those were his favorite years in San Francisco.
I remember the
days.
Quite
a few years separated from Harbaugh now, though.
Yeah, but his fingerprint. He's the one that started getting them going in the right direction.
Good for him.
Yay.
I don't like San Francisco, so.
So is Gardner Minshew going to take the Colts to the playoffs?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, looks like it. Unless it's C.J. Stroud that takes the Texans.
Why can't both of them make it?
Yeah, they could. They could.
Stroud just lost his favorite target, though, for the season.
Yeah,
on what looked like a dirty, intentional play.
Oh, I didn't
see it.
Dirty
cocksucker.
Yeah. Tank Dell.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. Receiver. Yeah, they had
I'm good with that.
No,
because I got the next guy in line.
No, there's
no, that fucked my fantasy team. That was the best player I had.
They had some footage of a Broncos.
He was very good.
Broncos
Nico,
player.
Yeah, Nico.
Nico
Broncos player was kind of wrenching on his ankle.
Yeah, kind of looked a little.
It's shady.
A dirty Bronco? No way.
What? And still lost?
Yeah, and it kind of ended.
Bronco fans, man, they were chirping last week. Oh, we're going to win. We're going to take the West. And we're going to get the playoffs.
And you're not.
And you're still not in the playoffs yet.
Negative, Ghost Rider. You dug yourselves a pretty big hole there.
They did a hell of a job getting out of it, though.
They sure
And the Broncos fan I work with is just happy with that. He's like, I'm just glad they're not the laughing stock of the NFL.
Well, and the thing about that game specifically, even though they lost, it's not like, you know, I mean, Wilson played pretty fucking good.
Well, it was a good game.
Nah, but he had a Wilson game, throwing an interception.
He had a very inopportune time.
He threw
three that game.
Yes.
But it was still a very competitive game. And
he did not take his 12-yard sacks like he normally does. He took only his 4-yard sacks.
Yeah.
Improvements.
Exactly. Baby steps, right?
Yeah.
For a professional player, baby steps.
And for his 13th.
I'll tell you that.
How are the Pittsburgh Steelers 7-5?
It's called Tomlin?
It's called Mike Tomlin.
How did they lose last week?
Do you know how the moon rises? That's kind of how Tomlin makes the plays.
Because that's the thing.
If nothing else, dude's consistent, man.
They lost some shitty-ass game last week.
Yeah, to the Cardinals.
Cardinals.
Somebody made fun of him about that. They're like, should Tomlin be coach of the year? And they go, not if you lose to the Cardinals.
No.
Well, then what's funny is that then you had
I think it should be the Colts.
Then you had the Thursday night game that we all was like, oh, that's going to be blah. And fuck, the Seahawks went toe-to-toe with Dallas. Amazon needed that game.
Yeah,
that was a fun game to watch.
It was. I watched that.
It was a good one.
Intriguing. It was fun.
Yeah. That was
Metcalf looked like the guy that Tom hates McCole Hardman for.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, he did.
Except for that fumble he had at the
end. Yeah.
I did note that, and I was waiting for a text from one of you guys on that.
I was talking
when he had, like, right out of the gate.
Because when he hit that long pass, I almost sent a text.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was like, no, it ain't going to last. So why do that to myself?
We were all.
And I was like, yep.
We were all happy about DK Metcalf and the whole entire, the Chiefs should have gotten him, you know. I was talking to a guy, he's got a fantasy team. He's like, I've had DK Metcalf this year. I have started him every week, and I finally got sick of it.
You bet. Kind of like him and Gabe Davis.
Guess who's starting this week against the Chiefs?
I bitched his ass this week.
Because I remember what he did in that playoff game a couple years ago.
I'm telling you, Seahawks fans, they probably don't feel the same about DK that we
do. No, I know. I would say probably most of them would be like, we'll trade.
But yeah. I would. Let's do a stat comparison.
How many picks? I'll give you my first round.
DK Metcalf, they were talking about it. DK Metcalf has had 2,000 yard seasons.
Okay.
Hardman's
not even close.
So
he's had one.
So just and then he is on pace for a 1,000 yard season this year. So
yeah,
for what it's worth.
Yeah, it's just that's unfortunately for him. That's kind of been his MO though as a wide receiver. Good 1 year, not so great.
Nicole Hardman's top receiving yard season. Any guesses?
600.
620.
$725.
$693
in 2021. Call it 700.
Just pretty close. Yeah. Just do it.
His total career is 2,135. And wait a second. Let me see here. How many touchdowns was that? 2,100 yards and 16 total touchdowns in his career. Compared to DK Metcalf's 5,030 and 41 touchdowns. I will no longer listen to any arguments that is an invalid argument for me to make.
How many Super Bowl rings
does DK
have? And if he was on ours, it might be three because we probably beat the freaking Bengals.
But how many does he have?
None.
Okay. But ask DK Metcalf how many of those yards he would trade in for a single Super Bowl ring.
That's fine. Then let's trade him. Let's trade straight up McCole Hardman for him.
I think Higgins is in the works for next year for us.
And I think that ship sailed with the even up trade of Hardman.
Yes, I think
the league is on to us.
T. Higgins coming here, I would be okay with.
Yeah,
that's the rumor.
That would
makes more sense for him than Jamar Chase. They couldn't probably afford Jamar Chase. They can afford T. Higgins.
That would make.
And I would take T. Higgins. I'd take Tyler Boyd.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But Higgins, I think that's the thing is
Higgins year, fits the profile of what we need.
I think you're going to see next year. There's a lot of teams that are going to have some cap casualties.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the Bengals are one of them.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to be in decent caps. A lot of that depends on what ends up happening with Chris Jones too, but.
But it doesn't
those matter. Are conversations for another day.
But yes. That's where I think.
Well, and it's like we talked about earlier.
If you look at some of these teams, too, that aren't making the playoffs this year, like the Seahawks, one of theirs is probably going to be a cap casualty, too.
And you know, like we talked about, unlike the Royals, we actually, there's reasons for confidence that they will address this. Because the last time we had a glaring issue like this, they went and fixed
it. They've done it every time.
Yep.
So
the 2018 defense was terrible.
Fired.
They fired the coordinator. They went and got Frank Clark. They got Tyrone Mathieu.
Yep. 810 did ask an interesting question today, though. Where is the next number one wide receiver for the Chiefs?
I saw that on X.
Is he in college?
Which is, yeah.
Another team?
Or on the roster.
Or with the Chiefs.
And I think next year, and I saw that on X, and I voted on it, and I said on another team.
Another team?
On another NFL team.
I think on another team.
I think college.
Our next year's leading receiver?
Mm-hmm.
I think
we try to draft up and get some draft capital.
I still think one, rookies don't usually do that great. Rashee Rice is already having one of the best seasons for a rookie receiver under Reed.
That's not true. We saw Jamar Chase ball out.
No, under Reed. He's saying under Reed.
Oh.
Under Reed,
even in Philly, rookie wide receivers typically don't play well.
Yes.
Offense is a little too
much. Yeah, that's what I'm saying is under.
Gotcha.
Under Reed. So I think it'll either be Rice or a free agent.
Would prefer it to be the guy they could draft, but I think we'll run into what I think the Chiefs are going to run into. No one's going to help the Chiefs move up. Because that came out.
I'm glad they didn't move up to get Quentin Johnson.
Yeah, I was wrong about that one.
Hey.
Steely's still Steely, though, on that one.
Well, maybe they'll move
off of him. I would like to kind of see.
But it is one of those things, you know, because when you do this exercise and you start going around the league, you realize it's like, you know, you Chiefs fans, we really do have first world problems.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that it's like, you know, we're bitching about being 8-4, but,
yeah,
you know, be a Bears fan.
I asked for large fries, and these are medium.
Yeah. You know, be...
I demand a refund.
You know, you got the obvious answers. Be a Bears fan, right? But then, even better, even not as tragic, there's 10 other fan bases that are kind of like, eh. The best they got going for them is, eh.
Yep.
You know, and you do have a lot more going for you.
Oh, God,
so,
yeah.
So, you know, it's, you know.
And you know what? At the end of the day, because even you agree, they're probably going to make the playoffs.
Oh, they are. They will make the playoffs.
They lose in the first round. Who fucks?
No one's going to burn anything down. No one's going to. Yeah, there's not going to be riots.
Yeah. Nobody cares.
Yeah.
It just is what it is.
Exactly. Did we really think that we were going to go for the next 15 years to the Super Bowl? Or the NFC or the AFC Championship game?
There's going to be ups and downs.
Yeah.
Talk about if the Chiefs.
Well, I was pointing out, I'm like, when you
Patriots didn't win it.
The interesting exercise, even when you just go around the league like we do, talking about scores, we still have it better than most of the league does. You know, short term and long.
Yes.
You know, and a lot of it is what you were just saying about Veach is. It's like, you know, the Bears, fuck. You know, you're already bad. Like, you're not winning.
I'll put my team into this. Like, I thought maybe the Saints could make the playoffs. It's not.
It was there for the taking for them.
But if they made the playoffs, we are so fucking done.
And whoever wins that division is still done.
Fucking shot.
Yeah, yeah.
At least the Chiefs fans aren't thinking that. It's like, oh, we are so fucking cooked if we make it to the playoffs.
It's the opposite of what we talked about earlier, whereas if you're an NFC team, you're hoping you draw the Saints in the first round.
Oh, because fuck yeah.
Or even the winner of the South, for that matter.
Unless you're the Cowboys.
Unless you're the Cowboys. They're like, oh, fucking sweet, we got Atlanta. Versus, really? We get the Chiefs? Are you really? Really?
Yep.
You know, so, yeah, it's...
Yeah, Dolphins, Chiefs, they're not... Dolphins are going to be like, really? We just lost these guys. Like,
motherfucker.
Yeah.
And Tyreek just cannot stop talking about the... He threw shade at them for losing to the Packers.
How about you focus on yourself?
He cannot let anything fucking go.
He is
mad. You know, the week before that, he was crying. And one of the reasons why he left was he didn't feel like Mahomes loved him the way he did Kelsey. Like, Jesus Christ, you're a grown-ass man worrying about some other man's friendship with another dude. What the hell?
Yeah, because you're not dating Taylor Swift, all right? Calm down.
It's like, good Lord.
Hey, he got married.
Who?
Tyreek.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I did see it was awfully noble of him, though. He got that camera. It came out that he got that cameraman to help him on purpose do the backflip thing, and then the league was like, yeah, your credentials are pulled.
Which is bullshit.
It is. No fun league. And he's like, my bad, dude. I got you. I'll pay your salary the rest of the year.
Yes, he did.
I'll give him that much.
It is what it is. They'll probably let that guy back eventually.
Speaking of tortured fan bases, did you see that the Jets have had to go crawling back to Zach Wilson?
And they cut Boyle? Like, outright released him.
You know what? It's funny. So I was
everything about the Jets.
Everything.
Or as my son Alex called them, you know, it's just endure the suffering. Jets.
Mm-hmm.
It's like...
There are teams that just have bad luck. That would be Detroit. They just have bad luck. They don't make dumb decisions.
Well, when Matt Mellon was a GM.
Yes.
Okay,
they're on dumb decisions.
But they've rectified a lot of that, though.
Sure, right, yeah.
By making good decisions that just don't work. The Jets, they brought this up on the national program one night. They're like, what other team could do this and not get fired? Of bringing a guy back, cutting a guy, bringing him back, starting him.
And how high of hopes did we have? What was it? Was it 2 years ago their draft was, or last year?
Oh, no.
We were just like...
Last year's players were all really good. It was the draft prior to that.
Yeah,
that
was just like...
Breece Hall.
Breece Hall, Sauce Gardner.
What the fuck?
Their first five picks all hit. Their first five picks last year all hit.
And then Breece Hall blew out his knee.
So, to be honest with you, it's still... They're still not making dumb decisions.
No,
Aaron Rodgers was a dumb decision.
Yeah. And bringing in Nathaniel Hackett
was a dumb decision.
Yeah.
And bringing in all of Aaron's boys.
And bringing in Aaron
Alan Lewis. Lazard and
Reggie.
I don't...
41-year-old Reggie
know.
Cobb.
I don't know if Aaron Rodgers was still a dumb decision.
39 years old, and they gave him how much money?
And how many draft picks?
For a guy that has less rings than Mahomes.
And now the team that he came from is probably going to make the playoffs.
Yeah, well...
Thank you very much.
Tampa Bay did it, too, and Indianapolis did it. And, or, I mean, not Indianapolis, but Denver. And they both got Super Bowl rings.
Okay, how many other teams have tried it and they didn't?
Chiefs. I don't...
Yeah.
How long ago was that?
93.
Still.
Yeah.
But still.
Let's talk about recent history.
Denver again for the second time.
Yes. But it didn't work once. Outside of that, I got nothing.
Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Who?
Kirk. Or not.
He wasn't old.
They did it with Favre.
Yeah. Thank you.
And if the Saints wouldn't have cheated, they would have gone to the Super Bowl, too.
Didn't work, though, right?
Huh? Bounty Gate.
Yeah.
Just saying.
But it was an NFC Championship.
But I think that there's something a little auspicious with Rodgers' four plays in that only happens to the Jets.
There's bad luck, and then there's a fucking curse.
Yeah. No.
And anything with the Jets, you throw out the window, because really, outside of Namath's 1 year, they're a trash franchise.
Yeah.
They are Texas A&M of NFL.
They are, because they get talked about. That's a good analogy, because they talk about themselves and their fan base talks about themselves like they've had more than 10-win seasons over the last 40 years. But they're garbage.
They're poo-poo.
And even the 2 years that they were good when Rex Ryan was there.
Thank God I still like their unis, though.
You know, it is. Their unis are pretty good. But those teams, it was the offense was trash, and they had to do everything with their defense because their offense is garbage.
I mean, that's...
And I love it, too, because it's New York and fuck them.
Yeah.
Fuck New York.
It is funny that all those L.A., New York teams, garbage. They suck.
Well, that's why L.A. doesn't care, is because they... Well, if they were better, we'd care. But they're not good, so fuck them. So they're just like the rest of us.
It's funny, though, when you watch games in New York and L.A., like that Chiefs game, there's more red there than green.
Oh, God, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus Christ, that last time the fucking Cowboys, and look, I know it's over the top when you say Cowboys because they got fans everywhere. You would have swore you were in fucking Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
It's bad.
So, and I, again, fuck New York, you know, so I'm glad, but it is, they're fucked.
Doesn't have to be everything in New York.
Your Rangers are part of it.
You like the Rangers?
He's always liked the Rangers.
We've gone over this like five times.
I've liked the Rangers.
He's liked the Rangers since I met him in college.
Huh.
Yeah, I had to live with him. I had to live with him when they won the Stanley Cup.
Huh.
I had to live with that. You guys were spared that. I was around for that.
Yeah, that was what, freshman
year? We all don't make
freshman year of college. So.
He was still glowing. It took about 3 years, and that glow kind of... But that's all he had. He's a Chiefs fan.
That's all I had.
That's all he had was the Rangers Cup.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
It's been a minute. 94, 95.
By the way, this is totally off subject, and we will not discuss it any longer than this. But have you heard the new Arena League team for the
Ghosts?
Wait a minute. It's the what?
What is it? The ghost? Or
I think it's the goats.
It's goats? The goats. It's the Kansas yeah, City the goats. Goats.
Okay, that is even worse. Yes. The fucktard came up with that
when
shit.
You said ghosts, I'm like,
Mahomes owns it.
Oh, shit. Is it the ghosts?
No, it's the goats.
No, I thought it was the goats.
Goats.
It's the Kansas City goats. It's the Kansas City goats.
Okay, I don't hear so good, so that's why I was like, I couldn't understand them.
If
like,
Patrick
and
Mahomes...
Are they playing in municipal?
Yes, they are.
Oh, my God. I heard on the radio, actually on the way here, that you can get a season ticket for $100.
Damn, that's expensive.
Hey, we no, should... not each game. The whole season.
We should advertise.
That's still expensive.
Can we get fourth and long, get some play at yeah. Goats games?
Maybe I'd put goats. A sex.
How many fucking games do they play? 100?
That might make it worth it.
There's some reason they're called the goats, and I tried reading it. And it
Mahomes, says, the goats.
No, that's definitely not why. There was some
I'm gonna start that rumor.
Mobster crew down there that was called the goats.
The
and
Cubs
they,
should have been called the fucking goats. Oh, that.
They protected the.
Oh, my know. God. He looks like it's, a. He yeah, looks like a gangster goat.
Yes, it's a gangster goat. Oh, that's is... the mascot, is a gangster goat.
Hey.
It is. It's based upon a gangster crew.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of mafia history in Kansas
yes,
City.
Yeah, and that's what it is.
I respect that, but the fuck?
Why'd you take us down this rabbit hole, Scott?
I don't know.
Hey, and by the way, the Rangers have the best record in the NHL.
Great.
Yeah, so they can get bounced in the first round like the Boston Bruins.
Shut up, man. Damn it.
What do you do when New York plays Boston? You're that fucking guy that wears Michigan, Ohio State shit.
Watch it. Oh. Watch it, Beaker.
Don't they have little brother, big brother stuff too? Michigan State, Michigan?
The name honors former city council member Tom Pendergast's faction was nicknamed the Goats.
Told you.
Wait, they're named after Pendergast?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who helped push for the construction of municipal auditorium.
Yes, because he owned a fucking concrete company. The whole building's made out of concrete. And I guarantee you there are bodies in those walls.
The other...
It's basically...
You know what should have won?
Yeah.
The Monsters. Other,
I told you,
the
it's
other
real.
Three possibilities they went with were the Kansas City potholes.
Yes.
That's been the winner. Kings and ribs. Potholes. Potholes should have. I would have bought some Kansas City potholes.
We would have gone to the pothole games.
I would have gone to pothole games, and I am buying pothole gear. Rep my fucking city.
It's like the Savannah to-go cups.
Good, yeah. If you, the bananas, good. The to-go cups. I'm sorry, man.
The ownership team was announced is Chiefs former running back Christian Okoye, Gates Barbecue, COO George Gates, and radio personality Stephen St. John are the three primary owners of the Kansas
Stephen
City
St.
Goats. He explains why it's the Goats, because he's from fucking
Northeast. Oh, yes.
It should have been the potholes. Potholes would have been the better route.
I told you it was named after a gangster.
Well, no, but I didn't realize it was fucking Pendergast. Oh, my God.
I just didn't know which one it was.
Everybody's up in arms about Native American. We've got a team named after a mobster.
I wonder if Tomstown...
Who owned a
concrete company? How many bodies are buried under municipal auditorium?
Okay, well, you remember... Well, you probably don't remember. Brush Creek used to be all concreted in. I'm still not convinced there weren't bodies in there that they just ignored when they were tearing that all up.
Yeah.
I'm on a gangster tour.
Okay, I would like to do that.
And they're talking about the old downtown airport.
Oh, that concrete is thick on that runway.
You know how deep it is? It's like 70 feet goes down.
Oh my
because,
God,
of course,
awesome.
He owned the...
Yeah.
Like, that fucking thing will survive the asteroid blast that will demolish the planet Earth.
Yeah. No people
will
left,
still
but
have
that
a
runway will be there.
That runway will be
just floating in space.
Like a starship.
with 43 bodies stuck to the bottom of it.
Oh my god.
70 feet deep.
It is.
The goats. That's crazy. It's all right, best. So when are we going to a goats game?
We're going. We're
yeah, going. We probably need to.
Oh, shit. Okay, can we get back on target?
Yeah, we probably need to get back
predictions.
On target.
Oh, you guys are not going to
want to do this. Can we talk about the goats some more?
Well, the first one is New England and Pittsburgh.
Oh, with Trubisky playing for Pittsburgh.
Oh, fuck.
You thought football was set back 50 years with the last
game. Where is that at?
In Pittsburgh. So you can already chalk up New England 8 scoring.
Am I starting Pittsburgh's defense in my fantasy league?
9. I normally don't do this.
9.
When we do.
That's
no.
too high.
9.
9 nothing Pittsburgh.
9 points. You think they're going to score 9
They'll
points?
Kick 3 field goals, long ones.
What's yeah! That? Like, from their
they're
own
all
40. 50.
They're all 50 yeah. yard
What's
field
the
goals?
Over-under?
It's the lowest in history. 30.
The lowest in history is 30, NFL or game. This is?
This is the lowest,
the lowest okay. in history of NFL. Over-unders.
I will say Pittsburgh will win.
I'm comfortable under.
Telling you,
but
right,
that's it.
Right now, 91% of the bets are on the under.
Mm-hmm.
So the line will probably drop even.
Because I ain't so sure that 6-0's.
You gonna see it real, again?
Yeah.
I'm thinking like maybe 6-3. That might be
5-2.
Yeah,
let's get some scoregami.
Scoregami.
Gate. The final score is going to be 4-2.
4-2.
Oh. 4-2.
Three
safeties.
Three safeties. Oh. And with these quarterbacks, it could happen.
It's not out.
No,
of
no. Two safeties, and then. Well, no. Never mind. Yeah, it's going to be all the safeties. Yeah. Because I was going to say the only other way to get two is, you know, you return a, but that's a PAT. So mm-hmm. Yeah, that would mean a touchdown. So no. So, yeah.
Maybe a pooch.
No, the game's going to end at 6-6 tie.
How about a drop kick for...
drop kick return?
No, for...
Onside punt.
What is it? Can you get 1 or 2 points off of the drop kick?
It's still just
it's
one.
Is it one?
It's still just one.
Oh, yeah. It's just, yeah.
It's just another method.
Maybe it's 1-0.
1-0. So we will still have a score of Gomi probably then, right?
Yes.
4-2.
Okay. For first place.
Who wins?
Pittsburgh.
Okay.
For first place, Tampa Bay and Atlanta.
Where's that at?
One team that can't get out of their own way and one team that doesn't care.
Where's it at?
Atlanta. Does that matter? It's Georgia and Florida.
Mike Evans going to be a free agent.
Yeah.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
What's the line?
Atlanta's favored by 1.5.
God, really? I'll take Atlanta by 1.5.
I'll take Tampa.
I got Tampa.
I need...
Baker's had a good year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You start keeping
He's going to be around. Take Atlanta, but not by much.
Yeah, I need...
You know what I mean? You know how many yards Baker has?
I guess I need Tampa to win.
2,790.
Damn.
18 TDs and 8 interceptions.
That's solid, man.
Wow, it is. What's their record?
5-7.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's because they're
Yeah,
defense.
That's solid.
Their defense is.
That's fucking brilliant.
He's well, playing solid.
They're in front
he
of,
is.
They're in front of the Saints.
He's playing better than a certain other retread quarterback.
Well, Derek Carr's not playing this week, so fuck off, everybody.
I bet you wish you had Baker.
How'd
didn't you
even? Why?
No,
why?
I got Taysom. Come on now.
Taysom, why'd right. you jump to that conclusion? You didn't know anybody was going to.
Never mind.
All right. For the slaughter games, Rams, Baltimore.
Yeah, Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Baltimore. It's in Baltimore, too.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Baltimore.
Yeah, Baltimore wins.
Detroit, Chicago.
Oof. Years of payback, pent up frustration.
Detroit.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say it better be Detroit.
Yeah.
Detroit's favored by 3.
On the road.
At Chicago.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
They're probably 7.5 points if it's at
Detroit. I still think Detroit wins.
Detroit wins.
Yeah.
It is supposed to snow that game, too.
That'll be fun.
Yeah. So probably going to be low scoring then.
Yeah.
Are there... That's fun to watch. Is this the first week that we're getting Saturday games?
No, that'll be... Christmas week.
Christmas
week. Next week?
Yeah.
Or 2 weeks away?
Yeah.
Okay.
Colts Cincy.
Ooh.
Where's it at?
At Cincy?
Yeah.
I'm taking Cincy. Brownie looked okay.
I'll go Colts.
Bengals.
Bengals.
Wow. That could be a fun one to watch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's a noon game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll take the Bengals.
Chiefs are 3 o'clock games. So yeah.
There you go.
Okay. In the game of who's going to be quarterback, Jacksonville versus Cleveland.
Oh, it's going to be it's gonna be an awful game.
Who's Jacksonville backup?
It's somebody we know.
Foles?
No, his dad, Beathard.
Rippin.
Beathard.
Oh, no, it's Rippin.
It's Rippin?
No, because
Beathard's hurt.
Beathard got hurt in the Jacksonville game, too?
I think so.
Oh, it's Brett Rippin?
I think it's Rippin.
Oh, my God.
That's the problem with Jacksonville.
I didn't know Beathard got hurt.
Unless I'm thinking he went somewhere else.
Yeah, let me look.
Beathard was playing in, or Rippin.
CJ
Beathard.
CJ Beathard.
Mm-hmm.
I thought Beathard was hurt though.
He played the other day. I don't...
I'm sorry. Rippin's going to the Jets.
Yeah. Cleveland's defense. I'm taking Cleveland.
I thought Jacksonville's taking because Beathard was hurt. And I was like, well, I guess.
So is he hurt or not?
No, it's going to be. I think it's going to be Beathard.
On here it shows he's hurt, but I don't know if he's okay. Out.
All right.
Yeah, Jaguars CJ Beathard listed with shoulder injury.
Okay.
So he's hurt. They don't have a third guy.
Yeah, I'll go Cleveland because that defense.
I'm just taking it because of Cleveland's defense.
If Lawrence was playing, I'd say.
Oh yeah. Lawrence.
Well, sure.
Yeah. But yeah. I don't know. Cleveland's defense a couple weeks ago got exposed.
And Jacksonville, though, everything goes through Lawrence. So
true. Good. Carolina and the Saints.
If you fucking lose this fucking game. I'm taking the Saints only because it's the Panthers.
Yeah.
Saints.
6-3.
10-6.
10-7.
10-7.
13-9.
No, yeah, that. No, I'm thinking.
What score, Gami?
All field goal.
Oh.
12-9?
12-9?
12-9? 15-3 or some shit.
12-9,
15-3, 15-6.
Mm-hmm. Hope you have a kicker in that game.
15-12, is that score, Gami?
Groupie hurt?
Groupie hurt.
15-12? 15-12. I doubt it.
Is that score, Gami?
I'm looking. Stand by.
15-12 would be quite the.
You just asked me if I got a kicker. Groupie hurt?
No, fantasy. Like, you'd like to have a kicker. In
oh, yeah. Yo, yeah, yeah. Whatever. Yeah. But he's. Yeah.
No.
No.
Saints.
What's the closest score, Gami, with all field goal scores?
Wait. Who's going to be your guys' quarterback?
Make it me.
I don't know. I keep saying Jameis Winston, but I don't fucking know. What?
He's like a bad penny.
What'd you say?
Keeps coming
Jameis
back.
Winston?
He's fucking Zach Wilson for you.
You just laughed your ass off at just the name Jameis Winston?
Because I know how much you hate this, and I think it's hilarious.
Because Taysom Hill didn't practice today.
And...
Make that 9-6.
9-6.
I think it'd be 15 to 12.
He's got a pair of injuries. He's got a left a foot and a left hand injury.
And the, and the Jets stole Rippin, huh?
Jets stole the Canadian football guy. Mm-mm-mm. He was on the Seahawks practice squad. But you guys got Jameis Winston and Jake Heiner?
Sorry. We don't have book anymore?
15-15. 15-15 tie.
Yeah, but with the quarterback play in this one, they're not getting to they're not getting to 30.
The over-under's 37 and a half.
So yeah, way under on that one. Yeah.
You asked what the closest was. And yuck.
That's disappointing. That's not going to happen.
No.
I mean, that is literally the best chance.
The fact that you guys are favored by 5 points, too, tells
you... Oh, my God.
And it's going to be an awful game.
Okay, 15. Five's a weird fucking
number. We don't
know
who the quarterback is, but we still like him.
Yeah.
That's not good.
That's not good.
If you're a Carolina fan.
No. All right. Houston Jets.
Houston. Yeah.
Houston.
They're 3.5-point favorites on the road.
They'll cover.
They'll win by a touchdown.
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
Well, that Jets defense is actually good.
Mm-hmm. It could be a lower scoring, but they're still going to lose by 7.
Yeah.
Because Houston's defense is actually not too bad either.
Bringing yes. Yeah, it's
especially
been better.
Especially against Zach Wilson.
Yeah.
Don't take much.
Who did not turn into the guy we saw almost beat the Chiefs. That was kind of his shining moment this year.
Yeah.
Minnesota Raiders.
Who the fuck cares?
Minnesota's playoff eligible right now, I think.
So the season Raiders.
Kirk Cousin clone.
The
Tom,
Raiders are in the playoffs. If
Tom,
the
what is
what Minnesota is? Yeah, I think.
What do you have to say in your
Raiders
plaid,
still have a chance.
In your plaid shirt and vest, Kirk?
You wood chipping motherfucker.
Brought to you by L.L. Bean.
And the Loose Trading Company.
And Red Wing Shoes.
Hey, this could be the day you become Minneapolis Tom instead of Boston Tom. Would you be less pissed off?
Where's your diving Kukul?
Paul Bunyan, motherfucker, you.
Do you drive a snowmobile and go ice fishing?
He's a boot clunky one.
What's that? What's this all about?
How many times have you been to the Mall of America?
Once.
Actually, I got him beat on that one.
Where's it at? Not that it matters with the Raiders.
Minneapolis.
Las Vegas.
Oh, I thought you meant the Mall of America.
Tom should tell us. I mean, he's been
there. He passed that. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's a club. What's
Minnesota?
He probably wears that outfit and then goes to Bubba Gump and he's like, hey, I want some shrimp.
Take off, eh?
Minnesota. I'll take the Vikings.
I'm going to get some Labatt Blue.
That's Canadian. Mm-hmm. Close enough, I guess.
I am a big Letterkenny fan, so I mean that Canadian.
Who are we talking about? What are we talking about? I don't
Minnesota
know.
Minnesota Raiders.
Oh, yeah.
That barn burner.
Yeah, Minnesota.
Close game.
Yeah.
I got Raiders. Seattle, San Francisco.
Yeah. Where's that?
I think Seattle Niners. Shot their wad last week.
Probably.
Yeah. Niners.
Niners.
Mm-hmm.
They're 10.5 points.
Ooh,
oh, jeez.
God damn. Oh.
They did shoot their wad.
Yeah. Yeah. Niners.
Yeah. Denver Chargers.
God. Where's it at?
I don't care. Denver big.
Yeah, I think they Denver.
Denver is not favored.
Really?
Chargers are favored by 2.5.
Yeah, there's your... I take Denver
what,
in that
What
one.
Does Vegas know?
Yeah, no shit.
I don't even know what to say on this one. Chargers.
I'm just taking the Chargers.
I'll take favored. The Chargers because they're favored.
Denver. Because I don't know how. They're favored.
Just saying.
It ain't going to be an ugly game regardless, so. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Philly-Dallas.
I think Dallas wins. I think Philly's still... Philly's still beat up.
And it's at Dallas.
And you know what? We were discussing this about, you know, Mahomes and the offense and Kansas. Their offense hasn't exactly been...
Some of the games Philly. The Chiefs have lost because their offense wasn't performing. Eagles were able to overcome
just get
and
it
win,
done.
You know. And they're banged up.
Because I've got fucking Hurts for my fantasy league quarterback, and he has not done any favors.
My hand lit
the roll. To be honest with you.
Ain't like the roll, fuck. No, I'll take Dallas in that one.
Okay. Moving on to Monday night, Tennessee-Miami.
Oh,
Miami,
and it's not going to be close.
Yep.
Miami's favored by 13.
Yeah. Tennessee is old and slow, and Miami is not.
I actually do like Will Levis. They're still old and slow, but
yeah,
Will.
He ain't there. He ain't going to be able to save them Monday night.
What? Fine. Threw an interception and then forced a fumble.
Yes, yeah. He did. And then he won they ran for a touchdown.
So, I mean, yeah.
Although it's funny you say that because, you know, Scott always talks about how that 09 Saints team won a lot of weird games. I don't know why it popped up on my feed, but, like, on this date in 2009 was the game that Breeze threw the interception and then Meacham took the ball away from the guy that picked it off and scored a fucking touchdown.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he took the ball away from the guy that picked it off.
Mm-hmm. I think it was against Washington.
Yeah, it was. It was. Mm-hmm. Good memory.
We have two Monday night games.
Yeah.
I will let you know. Pick which turd bird you're going to watch. Because the next one is Green Bay versus the Giants.
Why are they being mean to us?
Green Bay.
It's a legitimate question.
Green Bay's winning.
Yeah.
Green Bay is favored by 6.5 on the road.
Wow.
Green Bay.
Green Bay.
Okay team.
And I got like,
is a 6.5 point favorite.
Yeah,
that's like not the, good.
That's not good.
I kind of like the way Green Bay plays, too.
They're coming around.
I mean, so.
Did you see that weird stat, by the way? Forgot to bring that up. During the Chiefs-Packers game, that Jordan Love's stats are the identical same stats as Aaron Rodgers.
At the same point.
First year,
career.
That was freaky. It was the same yards?
Yes.
It was the same touchdown passes?
Interceptions. And same record.
Yes!
It was very strange.
That was weird.
Very weird.
Yeah.
Only that team can luck into getting another...
No shit.
Another quarterback of that caliber.
Because
he's actually having a...
And then they showed that other... mini reel of Brett Favre basically throwing the ball with no feet on the ground. Then Aaron Rodgers does it. And then Jordan Love's doing it.
This goes right back to what we were saying about the Jets. Crazy. This is what the Packers have done.
Yeah.
They have just kind of lucked into a guy that is good and he stays there.
So in about 12 years, they're going to trade him to the Jets?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Seriously.
Yes.
But in the meantime.
While his backup, or while his replacement has been sitting on the bench for 2 years.
Yeah, pissed off about the guy, about Jordan Love.
Fucking hating life.
In the meantime, they're going to be a perennial fucking playoff team.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Because they're not the Jets.
There it is.
And then 12 years from now, they're going to have a backup named like Phil Dumont or something, and he's going to take over.
Yep. Yep.
Yep.
Phil from Kansas. Dumont.
I don't know. It's just...
Phil Dumont from the University of Kansas. You heard it here first.
Okay. Yeah. Something like that.
All right.
Decade from now. Write all it right. down.
Fucking Nostradamus here.
Last one. Chiefs and Bills.
What is the spread? I am curious.
1.5.
That's it. Chiefs. If I want to end, okay.
Bills 20, Chiefs 10.
Well, I don't know if it's now.
I don't think it'll be 10 points. It won't be 10 points. It'll be another.
Bills defense isn't that good.
No, the Bills defense isn't.
Chiefs offense isn't either.
Yeah.
Yeah, but.
True. I don't think it'll be double digits. I think it'll be like all these losses have been recently in terms of, yeah, we might have a chance. It'll be a one-score game, or it'll be a situation where they execute the 4-minute offense and we lose or something like that. But I'd say Bills by like 4 or something like that.
I just think the Bills are going to – you're going to see the
there'll
best
be – more
you're
going to
see
motivated.
The best version of the Bills. So that's the only reason why I
mm-hmm.
– I think if this was like a normal Bills-Chiefs matchup, I'd be right where you're at. I think that...
I found it very strange today on the radio.
Because their season's on the line.
Yep.
Yeah. On the radio, they interviewed former NFL player, former Chiefs player. I can't remember who it was. And he gave his prediction for the... And he said something like 35-30 or something like that. Bills. Or no, Chiefs. He thought the Chiefs would win. And then they talked to Pozdanski a little bit later, and he gave like 2017 Bills. Like, one guy is thinking high scoring,
that's a lot of scoring,
and the other one is thinking low for the NFL anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty damn low.
Yeah.
Like, that's vast thought processes going on there that I'm
well,
not sure how.
But I think that we talked about this last week in the podcast. I think part of that is you don't know which Bills teams you're going to get.
Right.
Yeah.
Because when the this year, when the Bills have looked good, they've looked good.
Yeah.
But when they've looked bad, they're peaks and the Chiefs are kind of consistent. Even when they win, they don't look.
It's not pretty.
They don't look fantastic. And when they lose, it ain't that much different. It's just 5 or 6 plays didn't go their way in that game. The Bills, at times, have looked like one of the best teams in the league, and then sometimes they've looked like one of the worst teams.
Yeah,
the Bills are coming off of a bye.
I'll say Bills. Oh, Bills.
I got Chiefs 2017.
I'd take that.
I bet you will.
This would be a good, if the Chiefs win, this would be a good get-right game, because their schedule's not...
They have the easiest schedule going forward of any team that's playing
eligible. But they need to win this one.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bills need it
just to stay alive.
And so. Actually, there's someone who said the Ravens have the hardest
schedule
in the NFL. They
do. Ravens have the hardest schedule, especially after this week. Just about everybody they play. And then the other thing is...
I think that's some of it with the Chiefs. What I look at, like, their schedule is very hard on the front end, and now it gets easy. So this is when... They stack up wins.
So you're going to get right.
Yep,
over
you're
the,
right now.
Previous seasons, it's all been sprinkled in kind of throughout the season.
Although it didn't look like that at the beginning of the year because Bills, they still got the Bengals, which now looks like a different game without Burrow.
Yeah.
I'm not going to call it an easier game, but
easy, but
a different game.
Yeah. Especially not if what's-his-face plays keeps playing that
still
way.
Still got the Chargers, we'll and for the love of God, the Chargers still... I don't know what it, they give them a hard time.
And division games.
Yeah.
And they still got the Raiders one more time, Christmas Day at home.
Yep.
No, I forgot about that one. They do got Christmas Day, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right. Sound good?
Hey. All right. Later.
Later.